Hey everyone, it's Squeaks and Giggles here. I am going to be taking the penis preference test. It was a request from Jack off to audio 555, so I thought I'd oblige. So you're going to take the test with me. So are you ready? I am. Get started. Number one, the penis preference test. What do I think of this dick? He is kind of small and not very thick. I don't like all that bush. I mean, you can have hair, just trim it up, please. He has a very nice head, though. It's very pronounced. It's straight. I mean, can't ask for much more besides, you know, a little length and thickness. He's not bad, as long as he knows how to use it. I mean, it's a great dick, right? So we're going to put a small there because I don't feel like that's normal. But it might be. I've only been with guys slightly larger. I have seen some really tiny dicks though. So, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give him normal. Number two. This dick would, oh my god. That is an amazing dick. It is long. It curves up. It'll hit the right spots. It hit really, really deep, though. But that feels good. So, I like the veins on it. I like that it's thick, and it has a very, very pronounced head. I love that ridge running around it. He's very clean-shaven, though, so I like that. He has very smooth balls, though. How did he accomplish that? That's curious to me. But, number two, this dick would make me hurt. Rock my world. Fill me up perfectly, be just okay for me, not be enough for me. I am personally going to put rock my world, because I think it would be super fun. I would worry about someone who put not be enough for me, but hey, whatever. Number three, oh my gosh, he's thick. I mean, that's the positive side. He's kind of tiny, though. I can't tell if he's fully hard or not. And his balls are super hairy. He needs to trim up a little bit. I'm going to put that this guy's dick is very undersized. It doesn't even look like it'd be like a whole hand width. So we'll put that for number three, and we're going to hit go for the next one. Number four. That looks like a fun one. I love the vein going all the way down the top. That's super sexy. He's got a very nice head, and he's nice and thick. So the question is, what do I think of his dick? I think that that is big. I think that would be fun. And I kind of want to taste it. But anyways, moving on. Number five. What do I think of this dick? This guy is holding his dick next to a water jug. And I don't know if, I think it's for the length. It's definitely not for the width. If he was that wide, that would hurt. So, what do I think of this dick? I think that it's a good size. He's got a good thickness. He's got a very pronounced head. The ridge is very nice. He's long enough. I think that he would definitely be some fun to be with. So, I think that that is normal. That's what I'm going to put, normal. So, on to number six. Holy crap, that is a long dick. Really tiny head, though. He might be uncircumcised. He might have the skin pulled back that he's that long. I'm not sure, though. But he's very long. That girl looks super surprised. How long does this dick look to me? I'm going to say about 10 inches long. I mean, that's pretty long. I think that would fill me up. I think he would be fun, and the only concern is that little tiny head there. Anyways, moving on to number seven. This guy has his dick next to a toilet paper roll, which I think is to prove thickness, which is, he is thick. He's about a hand width or two. I mean, I have small hands, so I could probably maybe get two around that. Very pronounced head, very pretty. I like the veins. I like looking at the veins. I know I say that a lot. What do I think of this guy's cock? I think that it's normal, nothing special. So let's keep going. Who would feel bad for him? He's sick and long. I mean, not super long, but long. Anyways, an uncircumcised cock. Those are super fun, ladies, if you've never played with one. If you pull the skin back, they're super sensitive, but they have to keep it super clean. It's just a wonderful toy. This guy's cock is amazing. He has very pronounced veins, very thick, and I would totally fuck him. He's got very clean shaven, so that's a plus, and the ridge, oh my gosh, like the vein right by his thumb, delicious. How long do I think this dick is? Or how long does this dick look to me? I would say probably about 10 inches. He's thicker than the other one, but we'll go there. Another one. He's kind of small, but he's very thick, so that's fun. Very clean shaven. He's got a nice little head. Do I like cut or uncut dicks? I like them both. As long as you know how to use them and they're fun to play with, I'm going for both. For this one, I'm going to go with uncut, though, because I do have more of a thing for those. They turn me on a little bit more, I think. Number 10, in terms of thickness, this dick is holy shit thick. I think it is not too thick. I would still give it a go. I mean, vagina stretch. I would not try to suck that dick. Oh my god, that would hurt my jaw. He is very thick. Pronounced head. She can't even wrap her hand around it, so I know I wouldn't be able to, so I'm not trying my mouth. I have a small mouth. So I'm going to put very thick, because I would still give it a go. Moving on. Number 11. How long does this dick look to me? He looks kind of small. It's kind of gross. He's too hairy. But he has a very pronounced head, and he's thick, right? He's got a ridge. I bet he could do some damage. I'm going to go with 6 inches. So I'm at the finished line. That's quicker than I thought. So let's see what I get. The penis preference test. Optional questions. What's my gender? Female. When's my birthday? April 13th, for anyone who's curious. Am I single? Wouldn't you like to know? So I'm going to go to show me my results. And I got 2% pure. Don't know what that means. So I scored higher than 43% of my peers. So I guess really there's not an outcome there, but it was fun taking the test with you. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope to hear other people take the test soon too. Bye, guys.